Illinois Farm Bureau President Rich Giebert acknowledges Illinois farmers sold $2.3 billion in soybeans to China in 2016. Last year, soybean sales fell to less than $800 million because of Chinese tariffs on U.S. ag products. Critics of the China agreement say China's promises to hike purchases of U.S. ag products at best go back to the status quo before the tariffs, and there's no guarantee China will complete those transactions. But Giebert says the deal sets the stage for more talks.
At least we got a phase one to hold out and postpone an agreement with China to resolve all the issues that are very important to each and every one of us would take years to accomplish.
Giebert also says China did make some meaningful concessions, including the possibility of quicker resolution of World Trade Organization disputes on issues such as what biotechnology will be acceptable to China in U.S. commodities.
With WTO reforms in this package as a phase one is vitally important as we look at the number of cases that we brought into WTO with regard to China on the rate quota for wheat or their stealing of genetic intellectual property.
Giebert and other experts say sometimes trade disputes linger for close to a decade, and the technology at issue is obsolete by the time the ruling comes. Skeptics say even quicker resolution won't change China's basic attitude toward technology theft. But Giebert says China has agreed to come to the table.
We have opened that door for negotiations and conversations how to improve whatever it is, biotech, labor, intellectual properties, improve access and currency manipulations that are very important, not only to agriculture, but every other sector within this United States.
One Chinese tactic, Giebert says, is keeping U.S. sellers uncertain whether they will allow goods to come into the country. He notes China had agreed to take genetically modified Starlink corn and then reversed itself as U.S. crops were sitting on Chinese docks. Even the Phase One deal, he says, will help that practice.
An anti-dumping, you know, of different products and the acceptance of products that we were shipped, particularly those that had a short shelf life. Take cherries from Wisconsin or Michigan that would sit on the docks, and for any reason, they just chose not to unload them or to accept them.
Giebert says he supports the deal, even though he says Illinois farmers have lost two-thirds of their Chinese soybean markets to the trade war. He represents 80,000 Illinois farmers. His own farm is in southern Illinois. I'm Charlie Schlenker.